I'm going to bark up the tree, and that's actually a good idea. My plan was to just get it back fixed, sell it, take that money and reinvest it in a different rig, or, you know, put it back in my pocket since I had to spend that on the 5100. But no, that's a good idea. Maybe I can just be like, you know what, fine, but you're going to give me a coupon towards, you know, of this amount, this value, towards one of your HF rigs. As much as I don't want one, if I can get something out of them, you're right. I'll see what I can do. They offered me a freaking Yaesu hat or a t-shirt, I'm going to freak out. I ordered the proper antenna adapter for my my OneNote, the first one I built. I'm going to return that giant antenna. I got one of those alphas. And then my new node that I ordered from Rockland got delivered today, so I got to put that together. And then I don't have my T-Deck Plus yet, but I do have my Echo at home, so I'll get one of those online as an MQTT. I know. I kind of took like a step back from that the last couple of days because I've been focused on other stuff. But I need to get those finalized.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Dakota, you have had, just remember, you hate this one, but you have had some Yaesus that you like. I now own one of them. But, you know, you're frustrated now. Don't let it spoil it for everything. Hopefully they'll treat you well and you can get over this hump. But on a different note, did you see the Facebook Marketplace ad that I sent you along with, have you looked any more at that UV Pro, that Baofeng that you posted that has APRS and app, like phone app programming? Send it over to Dave and then Dakota, you can answer on the next go-round.